Welcome to the Bisbee Poets Podium.
This piece is from a longer piece called This Far, which was published in the Bisbee News as the centerpiece of the newspaper in the year 2000. It later came out in the book Mr. America Drives His Car, which we published in 2011. I'm going to read just a section from that longer piece. Not dying before we were too old to be trusted, or know firsthand what gravity does in time. Not completely worn out from making a living. Adolescent in some ways, even now. In love more than ever with these ephemeral bodies. What time looks like in three dimensions. The form it takes in these latitudes. Making up with pointed consciousness as best we can for loss of faith in a God, that foregone conclusion, as well as in works of reason that were supposed to save us from ourselves by building a post-lapsarian paradise out of the allocated abundance of goods. Nervous as never before about the failure of vital organs, kidneys, brain, heart, Congress, Supreme Court, presidency. The rising cancer and morbidity rates, the inner workings at ward and precinct levels. But passing our Saturn returns, our 7x7 in a breeze. Passing 55, the year they raised the limit again. Passing gas more than ever. But here, weathering the unending death throes of romanticism, the days and nights when rage was all the rage, the dying from sex instead of just for it, the worldwide jump in U.S. arms sales since the walls came down, Berlin to Soweto, the gales of free market democracy bringing Bretton Woods to Suriname, leaving where the cold warriors had been a gap the righteous right was only too happy to fill. Still torn between the conviction that everything is predetermined, a matter of cause and effect, freedom of choice at best, only choosing to do what we have power and inclination to do, and the niggling suspicion that everything, especially inside where we think we are, is open-ended and subject to acts of will. Still bleeding from scratching that last 7-year itch, but fairly fit otherwise, considering, though more than a little tired at this stage of all the lines, excuses, and other bullshit. Tired of having the public good sold out to private greed, the forests clear-cut, the air and water becoming viscous, the soil sterilized, the politics of person, personality, and ecstasy conflated with rugged individualism, liberty with state capitalism, world peace with the Pax Americana, property rights with the Ark of the Covenant, the right to bear arms with the sweet lightness of being. Tired of republics built on slavery, democracies based on ability to pay, cities of God with walls around them, churches invested in arms manufacture, revolutions that don't gladden the hearts of the people, as the Book of Changes said they should, but end up as only flip sides of the coin, or bit singles by and for the usual suspects with clean nails, who always seem to believe, in the words of one of our founding fathers, the country ought to be run by those who own it. Tired of lowest common denominator democracy, tyranny of the greatest number, unanimity without amity, no censorship, just good manners. The body counts, not counting those disappeared. always having to remind ourselves the Constitution is not a suicide pact or writ of servitude to Daddy Warbucks. Tired of watching the fortunes of war trickle down through the polished fingers in charge of the till, then evaporate before hitting the ground. Down here, where misfortunes rain like red ink, coagulating in the eyes of children, fermenting in the bellies of misused women, shrinking the dreams of once virile men. Tired of the political cant whenever we mention economic democracy. Everyone sucked into the cash nexus, struggling to keep their heads above water in pursuit of money as happiness, who can't imagine what a self might be, except in terms of private property. Millions hungry in history's richest nation, fighting each other for leftovers, while fortunes are paid to players to play with little balls, showing their perfectly eager bodies on screen. For what it's worth, universally understood as the definitive Americanism. Tired of hearing that driving someone to ruin is rational and moral, that nature's law, divine law, requires that some of us suffer poverty and inordinate pain, that karma means reward and punishment, a contract between a feather's weight and our heavy hearts, so afraid of losing what little we've got, we spend our lives as good consumers, addicted to endless growth and acquisition, unable to answer the question, how much is enough? Willingly buying ourselves into bondage to corporations programmed to replicate cancer. As I said, that piece is a selection from the longer piece, This Far, which is from the book, Mr. America Drives His Car. That whole book, you can find on YouTube with me reading the whole book under Mr. America Drives His Car on YouTube, or you can go to my name on YouTube and find it. Much of my other work from my other books and a lot of current work that's not yet published, you can find on my website, which is michaelgregoryaz.net.
Thank you for listening to this offering. We hope you'll join us for another Bisbee Poets Podium.